The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to be here for a change with the Badgers and so on.
Yes.
We're going to be here this week and hopefully sometime soon afterward.
That's right. In fact, speaking of the Badger bumps, we call them here at the studio for Biz Talk, we're not going to be on the air next weekend or the following weekend. So the 21st and the 28th, we are giving way to the Badgers' victory. They're rolling well. So don't look for us in the next 2 weeks, but we'll be back the following week. And we miss talking to you when we're not on the air.
Yeah.
We want to welcome you again to Biz Talk. It's brought to you by the Score Chapter. Fox City Score Chapter each weekend does this show. And we're going to tell you more about our Score Chapter. Our guest this morning is Chris Kumacek. Chris is a vice president at Fox Communities Credit Union. Chris is an experienced business lender. I've known Chris. In fact, I worked with his dad when his dad was in banking. That's how old I am. But his dad's not that old. So,
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the program.
I appreciate you having me.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Chris. What is your background? What do you do? And you work for Fox Communities. What's your role there? And tell us about Fox Communities, too.
Yeah, definitely. Been at Fox Communities for about 2.5 years, started April of 2015. But prior to that, I've got a wide variety of background. In the late 90s, early 2000s, spent some about 4 or 5 years in the commercial lending area. Then I decided to become a recovering banker and got out of lending altogether and got into joined a firm where I did M&A, mergers and acquisition work, for about 12 years. Great industry. As you know, when the times got tough in 2007, 8, 9, businesses stopped selling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't say they stopped selling. The prices that they were selling for were drastically reduced. Structuring of transactions got quite a bit more difficult. Had a growing family at that time and said, I need a little bit more stability. So I got an opportunity to join a CDC, a Certified Development Corporation, which did SBA 504 lending. Did that for a couple of years prior to joining Fox back in 2015. So,
mm-hmm. Now, Fox Communities, we're going over the history of Fox. It's very interesting. It goes back to 80 years ago?
Yeah.
How large was Fox in 80 years ago?
Definitely. 1937, Fox Community started as a credit union for Combined Locks. It was called Combined Locks Credit Union. And through the years, the credit union started out, I think by 1987, the credit union was about $4 million in assets.
87.
Correct. And right now, Fox Communities Credit Union, through a couple different mergers that we've done in 2017, we're sitting about at $1.4 billion in assets right now. We've got, give or take, we've got 19 locations, 12 different counties that we serve our members in, and we've got about, give or take, about 100,000 members currently.
Oh, that's a fantastic growth story.
Now, Chris, in that growth, that's wonderful. It's core growth as well as some merger growth, but how large is the business loan portfolio out of that $1.6 billion? Are you dabbling in business loans? Are you really in it with both feet?
Yeah, we definitely jumped in with both feet.
Yep.
We started out doing commercial lending, give or take, about 15 years ago through an entity called Business Lending Group, which mm-hmm. Fox Communities Credit Union partnered with a couple of other credit unions in the Fox Valley area, said, we're definitely getting interested in doing commercial lending, but we don't know it as well as we know our residential lending, retail lending, that type of thing. So we formed Business Lending Group at that time to really diversify some risk. We would, you know, just as an example, we'd look at a $500,000 loan. Fox would take maybe 33% of that loan, and some of our partner credit unions would take the balance of the lending. So over the years, we've grown quite a bit. And really in 2014, 2015, we said, okay, we're ready to really jump in on our own, both feet in, and our portfolio has grown quite a bit since that time. So right now in the Appleton area, we've got four commercial lenders, and in the Green Bay market, we've got three commercial lenders, and we're strictly focused on the commercial lending.
Is that like a near $300 million of business loans?
Yeah, approximately $350 million.
Yeah, and that's a pretty sizable portfolio. It's the basis for your team to have a lot of expertise in business lending and knowing what you're doing.
Yep. Right. Chris, you said something about the fact, of course, being a credit union, there's that membership question and so on. How does that affect the business lending side? Do you have to become a member, and what do you have to do to, you know, quote, qualify?
No, great question, Randy. Yeah, definitely. From a membership standpoint, even businesses do have to be members of the credit union as well. But with that said, to become a member of the credit union, it's a pretty easy process. You have to reside in one of the counties that we work in, which is 12 counties throughout really the Fox Cities, mm-hmm. Lakeshore area, Brown, Door, number of counties in the area, and you have to have a membership savings account that keeps a balance of $5 in it.
So, oh, my goodness, that much.
Exactly, exactly.
So the owner or the business needs to reside in one of those 12 counties.
Correct.
So if the owner lived in Milwaukee but the business was located up here, it could still be eligible for a business loan.
We could definitely look at working with them. So yeah. There's a number of different ways where we can get people qualified, get businesses qualified to become members. So
the point is, of course, for the people out there, don't really be too concerned about the membership thing. It's there, but it doesn't affect the position, the difference as far as how to really work with you guys.
Yeah, just open up a checking account or savings account.
Correct, yeah. Correct.
So what kind of business lending do you get engaged in? If people listening in the audience, they're thinking, gosh, I want to start a business, or maybe I have a loan now at a financial institution, and I'd like to consider moving it, what kind of lending do you do at Fox Communities?
Yeah, if you look at financial institutions as a whole, there's a couple of different types of lending. You can look at lending to operating companies, C&I lending, which is really lending to, say, your manufacturing, your industrial companies, those type of businesses that are operating day-to-day companies. Second type of lending you can look at is real estate lending, which is all-encompassing mm-hmm. of investment real estate or owner-occupied real estate. So at Fox Communities, we've got a mix of both. Currently, we've got a little bit of a slant on more of the real estate piece of it, but we're actively growing in the operating company of the C&I lending type of business at this time. So we don't discriminate against any types of businesses. So if you've got opportunities that you want to bounce an idea off, run an idea past us, we're always happy to look at it. And even if we can't get the loan done for you, we can give you some direction in terms of where you need to go.
How do they get a hold of you if someone is interested in calling? How would they reach you?
Definitely. We've got seven commercial lenders, four in the Fox Cities area and three in the Green Bay market, and we cover all of our locations. To get in touch with me direct, you could feel free to contact me at 920-884-7173, or you can also feel free to drop me a line on an email, which my email address is C as in Chris, C again, UMICEK at foxcu.org.
Okay. Yep. Now the team works together, and you have a good communication system at Fox among the lenders. So if a business owner should call you, Chris, and have a question on their business that's a little unique business, there are other people you can bounce that out. You're working as a team all the time. It's just not one lender.
Correct, definitely. The nice thing that we've got is we've got a very experienced commercial lending team here at Fox. So there's not a lot of things that we haven't seen between the group. So we work together. Is it a competitive environment? No, not really. We all have our own portfolios, but we're one large portfolio as a whole. So it works well. If somebody comes to us with a business, one of us typically has seen that industry before and can give some real good, solid input.
One of the areas, too, you mentioned in your background was the letters SBA, Small Business Administration Lending. So I would assume you have a background in that area and are familiar with the SBA lending programs.
Yeah, definitely. SBA is a great it's a great program that's out there for small business owners. And the SBA's got numerous, probably counting on both hands. They probably got 10 different SBA lending programs. There's two or three programs that are really most known. One is called the SBA 7A program, and the other one is SBA 504 program. And then thirdly, one that we use often is SBA Express. And as we talk a little bit further, I can give a little bit more detail
we'll
on those
later.
Programs.
Okay.
But great for small businesses.
When a business owner is looking to create the debt structure for his company or her company, and it's a manufacturing or an operating entity, there's some certain criteria that have to be addressed, and the business owner needs to understand how that works. So we're going to get into this in a little bit, probably in the next segment, but in the beginning of this conversation, what is one of your biggest challenges when people want to borrow money? Not just you, Chris, but any business lender, really.
Yeah, I think any financial institution or any lender is probably going to tell you the same thing. The more prepared a borrower can be coming to us, the easier the process is going to be, not only for us as the lending institution, but also for the borrower going through the process. So my big thing is be prepared. Business planning is key. You know, meeting with you two individuals, SCORE is a great program, a great group of individuals that any business owner can sit down and really talk about, whether it's a new business, a startup business, or whether it's a business that's been around for a while that's saying, hey, we need to take that next step in terms of new product development or new geography, new markets, those type of things. Having a business plan is something that's key for any business. So,
mm-hmm. When I was a lender, the more prepared a business owner was always made us feel a little bit less concerned that there was less risk of not being repaid, because the business owner understood how their cash flow is being generated in their company.
Very true, very true.
So the benefit to the business owner of a business plan goes directly to the business owner. They shouldn't be doing one just for the lender.
Correct. We oftentimes will see people that come in with a business plan and they say, oh, we've got the business plan put together, and they don't understand any of it.
Mm-hmm.
The plan was a template and it was put in place, but they don't understand the profit and loss, they don't understand the cash flow, and they don't understand the balance sheet. So not only putting together a business plan, but actually knowing it, understanding it, and working your business plan, not only from the start, but working your business plan in year two, in year three, in year four or five. And a lot of times what we like to tell people is, when you're putting a business plan in place to start a company, also be thinking about your exit to that company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those are things that are important. So
yeah,
it's working that plan.
And whether you're in an operating company type of environment or an investment real estate type of business, there might be less risk in the moving around of customers coming and going and leaving an investment property. Those would be your tenants. There might be less risk there, but you should still have a business plan. Understand the cash flow.
You should, definitely. Investment real estate can be a real good thing, or it can be a real bad thing. It depends on how much time and how much effort you're going to put into
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
So.
Okay.
One of the other components of that business plan, and of course we always stress the financial side very heavily, but there's also that resume, that startup point where you have the history of the business and the history of yourself. How much weight, or how much should people concentrate on, especially on that resume part?
Yeah, the resume is key. The one thing we always laugh about and joke about is we have somebody come in that say, hey, we want to start a bar or a restaurant. And we say, well, why did you pick that? Well, I like to drink. I like to go to the bar. I like to eat. So I like to go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's something that we laugh at. Our big question is, have you ever had any experience working in those industries?
Yes.
And that's something that we take into consideration quite a bit.
Very much.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yep. Well, with that, we're going to take our first break, Chris. We're going to come back on the other side of the break. And you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Haling CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Haling. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is awesome. ours.
Yes. Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We have our guest is Chris Kumacek, a vice president of Fox Communities Credit Union, and we're talking about making business loans to operating entities, commercial, industrial, manufacturing, landscapers, companies that have an income statement, balance sheet. They actually are operating. And also we're going to be talking about making loans to entities that are investing in commercial real estate. They don't occupy that, but it's like buying an apartment building or buying a strip mall. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to Chris in just a moment. We're going to tell you a little bit about our score chapter first. And, Joe, I know you're holding on the line. Just hold on. We'll get to you in just 1 minute. Tell you a little bit about the Fox City Score Chapter. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We've been here for about 42 years. We service an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. Our chapter has about 50, 53 experienced mentors who have been through the business world. They have areas of expertise like marketing, IT, intellectual properties, legal, accounting, product development, workflow, banking, cash flow. If you have a business and you have any questions about what's going on in your business or you want to grow your business, or if you are starting a business or thinking of starting a business, check us out at foxcities.score.org. All of our mentoring is free, no cost to you. It's confidential, and it's for the life of your business. So it's not just a one-meeting thing. If you'd like to continue a conversation with SCORE and those very talented expert advisors who are vetted, and we sign an annual code of ethics to treat our clients correctly, check us out at foxcities.score.org. And we have Joe on the line. Good morning, Joe. Do you have a question for Chris? Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, this is Joe. Sorry about that. It cut out on me a little bit there.
No problem, Joe. What, do you have a question for Chris?
I do. You guys were talking about investment property. I've got a family member who owns a four unit, and he's looking at selling, and he offered me the opportunity to buy it. I don't have a lot of money, and I don't know what he expects or how to put the deal together. I guess what's my first step? Do I go to the bank first? Or do I do research? And if I do research, who do I go to?
Morning, Joe. How are you doing today? I appreciate the question, and very, very good question. Part of what we do on the lending side is really deal structuring. So we oftentimes will have people come in that are kind of in the same situation that you are, and they'll say, we've got this opportunity, but we don't know exactly how to get the opportunity financed. So we're happy to sit down and talk with you as early in the process as you are in something, or as far along down the road. If you've got an offer to purchase on something and you're ready to get the thing financed, and we're definitely happy to sit down with you there as well. Additionally, your other options are you got Randy, and you've got Tony here, and with going through SCORE is another option for doing something like that. But it sounds like in the scenario that you've got investment real estate opportunity, you've got some limited funds. We can look at a structure a couple different ways. Typically, if you look at conventional financing of investment real estate or even, say, on a business purchase, typically a lending institution is going to want 20% down payment on a transaction. With that said, there's a lot of different ways we can get creative to get to our 20% down payment or consider 20% equity into a transaction. at Fox. Our minimum typically that we want to see you come in with from a cash standpoint is 10%. So if you're looking at a, let's just use $100,000 purchase price for round numbers. If you've got $100,000 purchase on a piece of investment real estate, we'd like to see you come in with 10% cash or $10,000 down. To get to the 20% equity, and Scott, do you have other real estate, maybe a home or something that you own that you may have some equity in?
this is Joe, but maybe a little bit in the house, and I've got about $20,000 that I could probably play with, and I'm thinking that he's going to sell it for closer to $250,000.
Okay.
So 10%, I think I'm a little bit short there, so... And it, within the house, I'm not sure if there's a ton there. Maybe it seems like the neighbors are selling for a lot more than they had been in the past. So maybe I've got some there.
Okay. Sorry, Joe. So what we can look at doing is look at a combination of cash. We can look at some equity in your home. And, you know, just in generalities, it doesn't even have to be a home. If it's some vacation property that you've got that you may have some equity in, we can look at cross-collateralizing that as part of your equity as well. Another alternative would be, in some instances, you may have a seller that is looking to sell a property, and they'll help you with a piece of the financing as well. So we consider that seller financing. And typically a scenario like that would be the seller would be playing the lending institution in addition to Fox or the other credit union or your bank or whoever you're working with. So in a typical structure or a structure where we get creative, you could look at a piece of the financing being cash down, a piece of the financing being seller financing. And with seller financing, to consider it equity, what we need to have is the seller to take a second lien position behind us as the primary lender. And that's in regards to the collateral piece, but also payment piece. And really what that means is, in the end, we never like to look at the worst case scenario, but in a worst case scenario, if you had stopped making payments on it and the bank would stop receiving payments, the seller note would also have to have a stop on the payments as well. And their
client. So do I make one payment to you and then you then pay the seller, or do I make two payments?
Nope, you would actually have two payments. So you'd really have two lending institutions or two lenders that would be out there. We would be the first lender, the seller would be the second lender, and you'd have two separate payments that you would make on a monthly basis or whatever your debt structure payments were set up as.
Joe, real quick, what county are you in? Are you in working in?
I'm out of Green Bay.
Out of Green Bay, okay. So there's programs up there, too, where you may be able to find some support. Out of Gamey County here, we have a thing called CAP Services that work with a lot. But there are other programs like that, too, that you may be able to have additional funding brought in.
Definitely. There's some revolving loan programs in different counties as well. Some cities have revolving loan programs. And the funds that you can get from any of those revolving loan programs are subordinate debt. And in some cases, they're very low interest rates. So that helps you out as well. So sounds like you've got a scenario where you've got an opportunity to buy some investment real estate. Just know that coming in and talking to any lending institution, talking to me, talking to Fox or anybody out there, they should be able to provide you with a structure that in most cases will likely work for you.
Chris, I have a question. Help Joe out a second. What is the phone number for Rick Ripley up there? Rick Ripley works up in Green Bay and Spaeth.
Correct. Yep, we've got Brian Spaeth and Rick Ripley in addition to myself in the Green Bay market. So easiest route to get a hold of any of us would be 920-884-7173. And all three of us are located at our Ashland Avenue location in Green Bay.
Yeah, and you're open for business.
And we're open for business.
Real good. Well, hey, thanks, guys.
You're welcome, Joe. Thanks for calling in with the question. With that, we're going to take our next break. We've run to the end of our segment. We'll be back on the other side with a longer segment, and you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night.
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hayling CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshaling.com. Albertson Hayling. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Chris Kumacek this morning. Chris is a vice president with Fox Communities Credit Union. I didn't mention it before. I will mention it again, but I want to say it now. Fox is a sponsor of our BizTalk program. So, Chris, to you and all the friendly folks at Fox Communities, thanks for being a sponsor of our program.
Definitely happy to do it.
It sure helps us get this message out to our listeners every weekend. In the last segment, I gave you a little information about our SCORE chapter and how we offer free confidential mentoring. You can check us out at foxcities.score.org. Register there for some free confidential mentoring for the life of your business. And in addition to the mentoring, we also offer various seminars throughout the year. Randy, what's coming up on our calendar?
Well, on the calendar right now, there's one that's coming up very, very quickly. And if you need to really kind of take some action on it, if you're interested in it, it's called Launch Wisconsin. It is billed as probably Wisconsin's premier entrepreneur and innovative startup conference. It's going to be held up in Green Bay, and it's going to be on October 17th and 18th.
Up at Lambeau.
Right now, the early bird fee for that program is $145, but you have 2 days, really, today and tomorrow, to be able to take advantage of that. After that, it jumps to $245 for the program. So if you are interested in this program, go out to their website, which is the launchwisconsin.com, and check on the registration to see what you need to do to be involved with it. It's going to be a very, very excellent program, a lot of activity as far as helping entrepreneurs. They also include a very special program where there's going to be some funding available for certain types of businesses and so on. So, again, if you're starting up, it'd be an excellent one to be involved in.
Well, that funding is a $100,000 investment made by Steve Case, one of the co-founders of AOL. And he's having a contest, and there are 8 candidates, so he's going to identify the winner. It's too late to apply for that.
Right.
That's the only kind of funding that's happening.
But the thing would be fascinating, though, to see how they went through the process and learn what you need to know to go through that kind of a Shark Tank program. So, anyway, that's the first one coming up. The second one is called The Business of Doing Business. What we are doing is putting together a program for you to be able to, first of all, meet some of the SCORE mentors that we have, learn what they do, and then learn some of the different things that you need to know to get your business started. That particular program is going to be on October the 19th. That's Thursday. It'll be from 7 a.m. until 9, and it'll include breakfast. The first part, as I said, is going to be the Meet the Mentor program, and then after that, we have 3 breakout sessions, one which is going to be what you need to know about handling business credit, which would be using credit cards, how you process them, what the fees and how those services are put together. Doing that, it's going to be Les Van Ornum. Les is an excellent gentleman on that.
Yep.
A lot of experience. The second portion is going to be managing your banking relationships. Don't be managed by that. You can tell by the catchy title there. That comes from our friend Tony Bush, who's going to be doing that one, talking about managing business. And then also we're going to have one on your computer security, learning all the different things you need to know about taking care of the security with all the hackers and so on out there. It is an excellent program, and that's going to be Brad DeBrew is going to be the speaker on that one.
And joined by Jan Gellert,
right.
Another SCORE mentor.
Right.
Yep.
Excellent programs. $25 fee. Again, go out to foxcities.score.org to register for that one. It's going to be held over at the Liberty Hall Banquet Hall over in Kimberly. So, yeah, take advantage of that.
Get up with the chickens. Starts at 7.
Yep. But an excellent program.
Oh, yeah. Worth it.
Then the final one is one that everybody's been kind of looking for, and that is we are going to be doing the QuickBooks training again. We did this last year. The program sold out very quickly.
Yep.
So be aware this is one that if you are interested in it, act on it right away. There are going to be 2 different parts to it that you can get involved in. The first is the primary area, which is introduction to QuickBooks training. The classes are going to be held on October 25th, November 1st, November 8th, and November 15th. Those are all Wednesdays. They're going to be held in the evening. Registration on that is $25 each, or $100 for the whole package on those. They're going to be held out at the New Horizons of Wisconsin, excellent data center where you can work hands-on to learn what it's all about.
You're at a computer, and right. You actually have the program on the computer, and Kurt Haling is the instructor, and he's going to walk you through how it works.
Right, and if you
Beautiful
are
opportunity.
Looking for some specialized information, yep. The other program they're going to be handling is called QuickBooks Payroll and Inventory Basics, which is for those of you who have worked with QuickBooks before and are looking for more information. Again, that one is going to be a $25 fee. Again, best way to do, go out to foxcities.score.org and register for those programs. Again, I can warn you, the introductory program will sell out very, very quickly.
Yeah, I think there are 14 computers out there, and last year we had to turn people away because it was just so popular, but check it out. Like Randy mentioned, go to foxcities.score.org. We'd love to see you out there, and we're going to be conducting that one again in the future. So if you missed this one, don't forget to monitor the website and keep up with all the seminars we're doing. I'd also like to put a plug out there for the Million Cups program. It's every Wednesday morning at the Bordini Center. Starts at 9 o'clock, goes to 10 o'clock. It's free. If you're a business owner, you can go to onemillioncups.com/Appleton, onemillioncups.com/Appleton. You can see who's coming up to be the presenter this week or next week or the one after that. You can even apply to be a presenter yourself. Check it out. It's a lot of fun, and the coffee's free. Thanks to Bill and Emily over at Copper Rock. Chris, let's get back to conversations about Fox Communities and business lending. We were talking in one of the first segments about SBA lending. And there's probably some things that we want to delve down into on the SBA program. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, definitely be happy to. As we talked about earlier, one of the biggest things that a prospective borrower can do is get themselves and be prepared. So to do that, obviously business planning is great, but also to know that there's many different opportunities, many different areas of things that you can do to get yourself prepared. And one of them would be to go to sba.gov. And that is a website for the Small Business Administration, and you'll get a plethora of information on there. It's going to give you more information than you probably wanted to know, but it's going to give you an idea of some of the programs that are out there. And I just wanted to give a little bit of detail on some of the key programs,
sure. Or
some that are the most used programs. The first one is called the SBA 7A program, and really what that is, it's a program where a borrower can come to a lending institution for a business loan, and typically the lending institution, if it's not a conventional deal because of a shortfall in down payment, cash, or if it's a startup business where the lender isn't 100% comfortable.
Just to clarify, conventional as opposed to SBA guaranteed.
Yep, conventional would be a loan that is 100% held by the lending institution in-house. Typically, in a conventional loan, more down payment is going to be required, somewhere in that 20 to 25% down payment.
And no government guarantee on it.
And no government guarantee.
Got it.
Yeah, SBA, Small Business Administration, with the 7A program, the lending institution gets a 75% loan guarantee, which is a real benefit for a borrower because a couple different scenarios. One, you can get in with less down payment typically. And two, a bank will typically look at something like a startup business, which can be considered more of a quote-unquote risky type business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, you know, all the statistics that are out there that new businesses only certain percentages only make it to, you know, the first 12 months, 24 months.
Or something. Exactly.
So the SBA 7A program gives or provides the lending institution a 75% guarantee on the loan. And where that's beneficial is in the fact that from the lending institution standpoint, we can get a little bit more risky. The 75% guarantee, what it does is provide, just to use round numbers again, say it's a $100,000 loan and you only have $25,000 in collateral to pledge, that would not typically be a loan that a lending institution would do conventionally. They're going to look at the SBA and kind of consider that a mitigating factor or additional guarantee, additional collateral on a loan. So that's an area where we can go. Second type of SBA program is the SBA 504, and that's a long-term fixed-rate program. Typically, that's done for larger projects, whether it's long-term equipment or real estate that's being purchased or real estate that's being constructed. The SBA 504 program, unlike the 7A program where you get the 75% guarantee, the 504 program is one where benefit to you as the borrower, on a portion of the loan, you get a long-term fixed rate. So if you're looking at purchasing a piece of equipment, you get a 10-year amortization, so that's your payments are made over a 10-year period of time, and you get your rate fixed for that same 10 years on the SBA portion of that loan.
Which is usually about 40% max.
Correct, right? Correct. A typical structure would be the lending institution holding 50% of the debt, the SBA holding 40% of the debt, and then the borrower coming with equity of 10%.
It's of the project cost. So if it's $1 million project cost, the bank would hold, you would hold $500,000.
Correct.
SBA would fund $400,000, and the owner has to come in with $100,000.
Exactly right.
10% equity.
10% equity, which is key. Once again, to compare that to the conventional side, 20% equity. Yeah. So you're looking at, you know, $100,000 versus $200,000 in that scenario.
Now, you mentioned, Chris, that small businesses can do this, but how large is the guaranteed portion of a 7A or 504 loan? That's a big number.
It is. They call it the Small Business Administration, but that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So typically on a SBA 504 loan, you can do up to about, it's approximately a $12 million overall project, where the SBA guaranteed piece would be $5 million. Participated piece would be about $5 million in that case. On the SBA 7A side, there's maximums as well, but it gets pretty high. You can go up to approximately $5 million in total outstandings on the 7A side as well. So there is a third program I wanted to hit on real quickly.
Sure. And that was just where I was going to go. I'm a little guy. I don't need that much. What do you have for me?
Yeah, there's a SBA Express program that's out there, and that's typically for loans up to $350,000. Should mention on most SBA program, there is an SBA guarantee fee that's charged to you as the borrower. The nice thing for the SBA Express is any loans $350,000 on down, there is no guarantee fee that's associated with that. It's quick. A lot of people think SBA and they think lots of paperwork, time consuming, going to take me forever to get this loan done.
I have to deal with two lenders now?
Correct.
That's not true.
So with the SBA Express, we use our own documentation. We really can make our own lending decisions. We don't have to go to SBA to get their approval, and it's pretty quick and it's pretty easy. All in all, I think some of the thoughts about SBA program taking forever is really a myth. Really, that depends on, once again, how prepared you are.
If it's 1975, it took forever.
1975, it took forever. Everything was done in paper, and it was all handwritten.
Today we have E-Tran.
We do.
It's all electronic now.
We've got everything electronic, and we've got fillable documents. And in most cases, your lending institution is going to have an SBA area where they can do a lot of the work for you.
Let's go back to a very important point you made earlier in the program, Chris, and that is that the business owner comes in, if they're prepared, if they have a good business plan and they can answer questions about it, they understand it, whether they go with an SBA guaranteed program or 504, or whether they go with a non-guaranteed or conventional program, it doesn't take as long.
Correct.
The basic premise, the common denominator there is be prepared with your business plan.
Very much so.
It isn't the SBA's fault if it takes longer because the business owner wasn't prepared.
That's very true, very true. There's the basic documentation that, you know, is a good time to talk about that. What are the key things that people should have as part of their business plan? You know, we really want to see typically if it's an existing business, 3 years historical tax returns or financial statements. We typically like to get 3 years of your personal tax returns as well and a personal financial statement. Many times as part of that business plan, we also look at projections. Of where the business is projected to be over the next 12 months, 24 months, 36 months. Those are also key things that we'll look at that way as well. So whether it's a conventional loan or whether it's an SBA loan, those are all key components to your business plan or key components of documentation to bring to us.
And when a lender is looking at that material, what they're really trying to focus in on is how strong is the cash flow to make the payments on a loan and fund the growth of the company and cover other obligations, not just profit.
Correct.
Do you want to expand on that a little
bit? Yeah, profit and cash flow are two different things. So you may see a nice net income at the end of the year, but that doesn't mean that you have collected the cash on a daily basis, a weekly basis, or a monthly basis, you may have had a real slow first half of the year and a real busy second half of the year where you generate a lot of your profit. Cash flow is key, and making sure that you understand cash flow, you understand how quickly you need to collect your accounts receivables to make sure that cash flow continues. You need to watch your payables. You know, all those things play into
inventory.
Inventory. All those things play into a successful and a healthy cash flow of a business. So those are key for us to see.
Now, one of the things too. Now you deal primarily in relationship types of banking and so on. Taking the idea that this is a confrontational situation, I come into the banker and I'm it's a confrontation. How do you guys treat that? How do you feel about that? Shall I say, urban legend that it's a confrontation?
Yeah, a little bit on the commercial side, we're a little bit different than kind of your retail banking where you go to your lender and you get a car loan and you never probably see your lender again until 5-6 years down the road when you come in for another car loan. On the commercial side, we are definitely relationship-based. So we like to keep in communication, keep in contact with our members, keep in contact with our borrowers, and kind of know what's going on in their businesses. If they're having a rough year, if you're having a down year, there's probably reasons for it. Use us as a resource.
I will endorse that 1,000% because you deal with more than just one machine shop or one landscaping company. You know how they should be performing, and you're a wealth of information to help a person who's having trouble.
Definitely. We say use this as a resource because we've seen a lot of different industries. We've talked to people in industries, some experts, some customers, and we just get a lot of information that is definitely can be helpful. We don't want it to be confrontational. We want it to be a relationship where people are comfortable picking up the phone and calling their lender or comfortable walking in and grabbing a cup of coffee and sitting down and talking with us. So the less you hide from us, the better the relationship's going to be going forward.
Both ways.
Yeah. Correct.
And you like to go out and kick a tire and visit the place and walk through and listen to that very proud business owner talk about their business.
We love to do it. Definitely.
With that, we're going to take our last break. It's 11:50, and you're listening to Biz Talk at 11:50 WHBY 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. We've been talking this morning with Chris Kumacek, a vice president at Fox Communities Credit Union. We've been talking business lending, and we've shared some information with you about our score chapter. One last comment about our score chapter. I just want to say thank you to all of the sponsors who helped produce this program and bring it to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without their help. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union. So, Chris, take that message back to all your team. We really appreciate your support for SCORE and BizTalk. Also want to thank Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, Sarah DeBruin, a great business attorney, does intellectual property law. And if you have any legal issues, check out Sarah at Legal Business Edge, LLC. Want to thank our newest sponsor for joining us, Wisconsin Business Development, affectionately referred to as WBD. They're the organization in the state of Wisconsin, one of them, that does those 504 loans that Chris was talking about, and they're very, very good at it. We also want to thank Candale Creative in Oshkosh, Zach Pawlowski and his team who built and help us maintain our BizTalk website at biztalkwithscore.com. You can go to that website to listen to archived programs that go back about 6 years now. So all of our shows get archived at biztalkwithscore.com. So if you missed one or you'd like to listen to it again, check it out at biztalkwithscore.com. Finally, say thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program, the Business BizTalk, in their two-week or biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, gosh, for only $20 a year, you can be tuned into what's going on in East Central Wisconsin and help your business grow. So we want to thank all of our sponsors for the support for BizTalk. Chris, let's wrap up the program. There's some things that you wanted to talk about a little bit and wrap up. I think, first of all, I'd just like to say that if there's any business owner out there who's looking to start a business, or if you're in business and you're looking for an option, check out Fox Communities, because they have a very professional team, $300 million in business loans, $1.45 billion in asset size, 12 counties, 19 locations. They're a full service. You're going to be in good hands.
Oh, I appreciate that, Tony. And I know we talked a lot today about the commercial business lending, investment, real estate borrowing, that type of thing. But also want to just make sure we've got Fox Communities about 340 employees strong. We're here to help our members. So whether it's the commercial side of business, whether it's mortgage lending, retail lending, investments, we're here for you. So a lot of people oftentimes think going to their bank or going to their credit union is a scary thing. Don't hesitate to pick up the phone, walk in the door, and ask questions. That's what we're here for. We're here for our members, and we're here to help you have a successful financial future. So,
yep. And in support of that, and if anybody has any questions about their business plan or anything, they could check out SCORE. We have 50 volunteer mentors who can help put that business plan together and get you ready for the go visit your lender.
Planning is key.
It is. It's very good. Relationship, just talk about the difference between relationship lending and transactional lending for a second. What's the distinction there? There's the difference.
Yeah, definitely. Kind of hit on a little bit last segment. The relationship lending is we want to, especially on the commercial side, we're there for our customers. We're there to answer questions. We're not there once every 5 years, once every 10 years. We want to know what's happening with you. We want to know your business. As Tony mentioned, we'd love to get out and walk through someone's manufacturing business, learn what they're doing, learn what they're building, learn what they're making, see their equipment in operation. Transactional is more of the, come in, talk to your lender when something's needed. We need a new piece of equipment every 5 years. That's more transactional. We're relationship-based, and we really want to know you.
Another way to put it is if you're walking into the Fox Communities Credit Union, you have a business loan request for $500,000, Your peg isn't perfectly round. It's a little oval-shaped.
Correct.
You can help fit that peg into that round hole.
Yeah.
A transactional lender say, nope, you're not going to get it.
Correct. We're here to try and do what we can to make a loan work.
Yes.
So if the round peg doesn't fit in the square hole, we're going to try and figure out a way where we can get it in there. So,
yep.
Yeah, and that's, through a lot of things that we talked about today. If you don't have enough down payment, let's look at some other equity sources, and we'll do what we can to get it done for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were talking, too, about the different things as far as this relationship, the banker is one of the key partners. What other rules do you see that people should be aware of as far as that partnership relationship?
Yeah, definitely having a good team is key. So when we talk about a good team, you look at your advisors in regards to having a good accountant, having a good attorney, having a good financial planner. And I don't think that's the case just on the business side of having a good team, but in life, having a good team, a good family, right, that type of thing. Because in so many cases, family-owned businesses are all about family. So mm-hmm. It's making sure that they're all part of that team. So mm-hmm. Have a good team that will keep you successful and will keep you happy going forward. So,
and another point that you said earlier in the program is if you're starting a business or you're in business today, start thinking about how you're going to get out of that business. Maybe it's 30, 40 years from now. But start thinking about so you can position the company.
Yeah, definitely. Especially with family-owned businesses, it's making sure you know how you're going to exit. Whether it's mom and dad that own the business and they're going into retirement and they're going to transition it to their kids, or they're going to transition it to a third party. There's an emotional state that goes into a sale of something that you kind of built up from ground to where it's at, and if you're moving into retirement and selling to somebody third party wise, there's some emotions that are attached to that as well. So you got to think about all that up front on day one. Talk to the kids, talk to the family, and see if it's something that they're interested in carrying on in the future.
And the better the business owner understands his cash flow, the better selling price they can get, because the buyer's buying cash flow.
Very much so. Very much so.
Okay, well, with that plug for Tony and cash flow, we go to one part that I really enjoy, and that's asking the guest for his biz tip of the week. What do you have as a pearl of wisdom for the people out there starting their business?
We've kind of hit on it over and over during the show today, but it's be prepared, be ready, and have a good team in place. And if you do have a good team in place, they're going to make sure you're prepared. So mm-hmm. Once again, reach out to Tony or Randy on any of the SCORE members in regards to any help you might need from a consulting standpoint in your business. But
sure.
Be prepared.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Chris. It was great to have you on the program. It's always good when you're on. We learn a lot.
Oh, definitely. I appreciate you having me. So
thanks for coming in. And again, thanks to Fox Communities for the support of BizTalk. Again, a quick reminder to our listening audience, we're not going to be on the air next weekend on the 21st, and we will not be on the air on the 28th because the Badgers are rolling. And go Bucky, we want you to win. You're doing pretty well this year. But tune in 3 weeks from now. We'll be back. We'll be back on the air with BizTalk, and we appreciate you joining us this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.